It's Monday, the 27th of October, and I'm Tonata Kavila with your 1 p.m. news. Following President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah's dismissal of Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Industries, Mines and Energy, Natangwe Ithete, we spoke to public policy analyst Dr. Marius Kudumo and asked him what the takeaway would be.
I think it's important for us to state that we do not have all the facts at the present moment. Whatever we might say might not be based on complete information. If there are valid reasons why the president has acted the way she has acted, I don't think it was an easy decision. There must be ground for that. So my conclusion is the deputy prime minister, the minister, was not for a long time in that position, and functional institution must not rely on individuals. They must function even if a specific individual is not there. If the reasons, when they are disclosed, are legitimate and valid, then there are no implications. But if they are based on hearsay and revenge, then there is implications. Because what we require in policies are predictability as well as grounds for acting. Remember that Article 18 of our Constitution about administrative justice requires administrative bodies to be fair and to explain their decisions. I don't think, depending on the reasons, that there's any impact on foreign direct investments for now until the reasons are clear.
The presidency, meanwhile, maintains the decision is part of broader efforts to strengthen coordination and oversight. The Inkatha Freedom Party president, Velenkosini Hlabisi, says South Africa does not need undocumented and unskilled foreign nationals and has called on government to deport them. However, while speaking to Newsroom Africa, he cautioned that South Africans should not use violence against foreign nationals.
The undocumented and unskilled foreign nationals in South Africa, we do not need them, but we do not have to use any act of violence against them, because these are human beings. We are against xenophobia. The government must assist them, as the number has been assisted, to be repatriated to their respective countries. Go to any country in the world, you cannot stay there for many years undocumented and a skill that is not needed in that particular country. This is not violent. This is not unhuman.
The IFP is part of the current South African Government of National Unity. Sudan's paramilitary rapid support forces say they have captured the army headquarters in El Fasher, last army stronghold in Darfur. Reuters reports that videos show RSF soldiers celebrating outside the 6th Infantry Base, though the army has not yet commented on its position. Moving abroad, the search for the 13 deceased hostages whose bodies remain in Gaza has expanded, with international teams now searching new areas with heavy machinery. Blake Sifton has the latest.
Teams from Egypt and the International Committee of the Red Cross have joined the search for hostage bodies in Gaza with Israeli government approval. Both are operating behind the so-called Yellow Line in areas controlled by the Israeli military. On Saturday, President Trump said he would be watching Hamas very closely to ensure that it resumed handing over bodies. Israel is accusing Hamas of delaying the return of the bodies on purpose. Hamas said Sunday that they had started searching new areas, and there are reports that Israel has allowed Hamas representatives to join the Red Cross in military-controlled areas. Blake Sifton, Tel Aviv.
And finally, UNIC Namibia is opening the interactive exhibition Solar Punk, A Story of Sand and Energy, on 30 October at the Franco-Namibian Cultural Center, featuring Namibian and Spanish artists. The show explores sustainability, local culture, and Namibia's renewable energy future. Jasko Rust from Press and Public Relations at the Goethe Institute has more.
This marks the first public presentation of artworks created by Namibian artist Vishitu Anjarine and Spanish artist Rocio Asensi during their joint residency in Swakopmund in August. The exhibition explores a radically positive vision for Namibia, blending elements of science fiction and utopian artistic expression. For the exhibition opening, the public is encouraged to engage in dialogue around futuristic scenarios rooted in optimism. The exhibition invites visitors to reflect on themes of sustainability, local identity, and Namibia's exceptional solar and wind energy potential.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.